health products available.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. We have a new sponsor on our website, Ride Patch Gold. I want to tell you a little bit about the company, and I also want to bring in the gentleman who is the co-founder of the company. This is a situation that, to me, is very, very interesting. They, for lack of better terms, came around and introduced themselves to me during the Vancouver World Investment Conference, and I was so impressed with these guys. I ended up spending a couple hours with them, and, well, you know what? Rather than me tell you the story, I've got Bill Howell on the line with me. Bill is the president, CEO, and a director of the company. Prior to joining Ripatch, he was a general manager of exploration for the United States and for Latin America for Placer Dome. Had a very, very illustrious career with Placer and decided to basically go out and start his own company, which he has done with Ripatch. Ripatch has some very, very interesting properties in Nevada. They're very well funded, very well managed, etc. I'm not telling you to buy the stock or sell it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just telling you about a company that I am involved in. I plan to buy stock in this company, and as is my policy, I will definitely give you folks 3 days' notice before I do that, because I think that's the logical thing to do. Bill, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Al, thanks so much for having us on.
Now, you're down in Reno right now, and you're a number of your properties, Lincoln Hill, Gold Ridge, Wilco, and Jessup, are very close to Reno. You're only about an hour and a half away via a main highway. What exactly is going on those particular properties right now?
Well, right now we finished a drill program earlier this summer in June at Wilco, following up on a high-grade zone. We just put out some metallurgical test work on Wilco as well on the section line resource. And then we're currently drilling at Lincoln Hill. And once that drilling is done, we'll move over to the next project, which is Gold Ridge.
Let's talk a little bit about the results you've gotten so far.
Sure. Well, last fall we had a drilling program at Wilco, and we started to see some high-grade zones that kind of piqued our interest. So starting in January, we came back with a core rig and mounted a 5,000-meter core program on that high-grade zone, and we started to see intercepts between 3 meters and 15 meters with grades between 5 grams and 51 grams. So we were quite excited about that. We were able to chase that zone for about 800 meters or a little over 2,000 feet. And right now we're putting together another program with some RC drilling with the idea of getting that new zone into 43101 by the first quarter of 2012.
Okay. In terms of funding, where do you guys stand on that issue right now?
Sure. At the end of the second quarter, our cash balance was $7.5 million. Of course, we're drilling, and our burn rate's roughly about $500,000 a month. So you can do the math and figure out where we're at right now.
Oh, yeah. Now, a press release was put out by Barrick, I believe it was, pertaining to some ground that they have that is exactly adjacent to yours. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Just in the first part of September, actually September 7th, Barrick put a news release out about two new discoveries called Red Hill and Gold Rush, and they are about 3 kilometers to the north of our Garden Gate Pass project. Incidentally, we are also working on the same kind of structural zone, and we're actually drilling there right now as well.
You are. Any results to date?
No results today. The program started the end of August. We just completed our third hole as of today, mm-hmm. and we're working towards a 10-hole program, the initial phase one program.
Obviously, you know, with the experience that you got, that you've had with Placer, you're probably very interested in North America. But why necessarily Nevada, Bill?
Well, as your viewers may know, Nevada is one of the premier gold provinces in the world. It produces over 5 million ounces of gold annually at this particular moment in time. And you've got all the major mining companies, including Newmont, Barrick, Goldcorp, Yamana, all actively mining in the state. What we saw here in Nevada is specifically with Newmont and Barrick is those companies trucking ore around the state and trying to fill excess capacity that they have at their various milling operations. And we saw an opportunity for Rye Patch to actually help fill that void that they have.
As our listeners are aware, I am not a technical guy, and I don't pretend to be. I basically bet on people. I invest on people. Okay, tell us a little bit about the folks that you're involved with at Rye Patch, would you?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned earlier on, the co-founders are myself and another fellow called Joe Caggio.
Mm-hmm.
Joe had a junior company called Nevada Pacific that was purchased at the end of 2005 by Rob McEwen, mm-hmm, as part of his Nevada strategy. Prior to Nevada Pacific, Joe worked for Ivanhoe Capital or Robert Friedland in a variety of positions, including as vice president of exploration during the Voisey's Bay discovery. So, you know, Joe has seen a lot of things around the world and done things from grassroots all the way up through through mine feasibility.
You've also got an individual who is handling your books, for lack of better terms, chief financial officer. This fellow is, in addition to being a CPA in the United States, he is also a CA in Canada. So this guy's pretty well-grounded from a business standpoint.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, he's really a new addition to our company. You know, we had someone that helped us co-found the company, Mark Brown, and did an outstanding job. Mark had some other things going on, so you know, we've just recently put our new CEO in place, and Mohan, and he's working out quite well.
Well, I think the real key to a company becoming successful as opposed to just kind of wallowing around and not accomplishing very much is to have a strong management team, and you guys are definitely in that category. Tell me about the guy that is involved with your technical team. I read his resume. Strikes me that that's a pretty important addition too.
Well, those are actually the guys that do all the work. They're pretty efficient guys. They're the real guys, and we've got three geologists that work full time. They've either been on teams or led teams that delivered over 80 million ounces of gold to the portfolios of Placer, Barrick, Agnico Eagle, Santa Fe Pacific, and Goldfield. So they're the real guys, and they go out every day. They chew up a lot of boot leather. They take a lot of samples with the sole goal of finding gold and silver. And they've been really successful with it over the last 5 years for Rye Patch.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So now, in terms of planned work for 2012, you got your hands full, obviously, for the rest of 2011. What are plans for 2012? Obviously, you have the money. You're not going to have to dilute the shareholders at this point by raising more money, because I did the numbers, as you suggested, and, you know, you're fine for the next 14 months or so. What are you going to do next year?
That's right. Well, what we're working towards is getting a new 43-101 resource updates for Wilco and Lincoln Hill. And what we hope to do is be able to take what we have now, which is about 4 million ounces of gold and gold equivalent, and move that up above a 5 million ounce kind of threshold mark. We think once we get above 5 million ounces, that really puts you on the radar screens of some of these companies operating in the state. So that's our goal by the first half of 2012. In addition, as I mentioned, we're drilling at Garden Gate Pass,
mm-hmm,
and we really believe we can make a new Carlin discovery there. So we're working pretty diligently right now with our drill program, and we have a 10-hole first phase program that's happening right now.
have to tell you, we're going to keep you folks out there updated on this company. It's a very, very interesting situation. I found Bill's comment about 5 million ounces to be more than just a little bit intriguing. Those are some pretty, pretty interesting numbers. It is a situation that I am very, very optimistic about. But listen, you don't want to take my word for anything. You want to do your own research. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I am chatting right now with an old friend, Bahman Yamini. Bahman is the president of a company that, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say I am invested in, wrote a check, et cetera, et cetera. The company is also a sponsor on our website. It's a company called Canisil Resources. Please don't take what I'm saying as being investment advice, because it is definitely not. I am simply talking about the events of a company that I personally am interested in. If you guys have any interest whatsoever, which my guess is you will, click on their banner on our website and you can learn more about the company. Canisil, to me, is very, very interesting for a number of reasons. Number one, I like where they're working. They have properties in both Canada and in Mexico. I like the endorsements that they have gotten from some people that, in my mind, are very, very serious and very, very intelligent players in this industry. And the top of that list would be Dr. Peter McGaw, who has an awful lot of respect and is involved to an extent with Canisil. Bahman, do us a favor, if you would, and start out. Let's just give me a little bit of an overview of Canisil Resources.
Canisil is a junior exploration company with a very strong project portfolio, silver gold project portfolio in Durango and Zacatecas states in Mexico and in British Columbia, Canada.
And your involvement in Mexico stems primarily from some really interesting properties in your mind that you have down there, correct?
Yeah, we have a number of properties there. They're all cover large areas, and they're highly prospective for hosting large silver gold deposits. We've had an extremely active year so far this year, where we have done 3 airborne geophysical surveys and also around 1,850 meters of drilling on our Sandra Escobar project. And our partners, MAG Silver and Pan American Silver, have also actively been working on our La Esperanza and Carina projects and have defined high-priority drill targets, which we expect some drilling to start there soon.
What has happened so far this year, and what is planned for the rest of the year, Bahman?
On the airborne geophysical surveys we've done, we have seen some very strong airborne anomalies on the 3 projects on Salamandra, Victoria, and Sandra Escobar, where the surveys were done. On the Sandra Escobar, with the 1,850 meters of drilling we have now tagged 3 silver and silver gold veins at a depth of around 70 meters. So having discovered and identified those veins from the surface at depth, that is now open for further drilling along strike and at depth on those veins. I think what's going to be really important for the balance of the year is the drill programs planned by MAG Silver and Pan American Silver on the La Esperanza and Carina projects.
Well, when you have people like Pan American with Ross Beattie and MAG Silver, which Dr. McGaw was very heavily involved in, when you have them in the area, et cetera, when you have them as allies, that truly, truly is saying something. I want to switch horses just a little bit. One of the reasons I want our listeners to be aware of this, that we have actually invested in the company and that we like the company so well, is I'm a real believer in people, okay? And I have to tell you, Bahman, as the president of the company, has, I think, a background that is second to none in the industry. Let's talk a little bit about that as a start.
Well, I'm a production engineer by training and business management. I'm not a geologist myself either, but we have an extremely strong geological team on our board. They all have very strong track record of discoveries and been involved in the industry for a long time. And importantly, we also have a very experienced and excellent operating team based in Durango. So we have local staff, and that allows us to operate very effectively in the area. I think in addition to the work that we can do and the expertise that we bring to the table on these projects, as you mentioned, having partners like MAG Silver and Pan American Silver, first of all, take an interest in the projects. It endorses the projects and the quality of the projects. And secondly, because these are large projects and they have now defined drill targets and are planning significant drill programs on them. For example, MAG's budget is up to 5,000 meters of drilling at La Esperanza, and Pan American's is 2,900 meters of drilling at Carina. These drill programs going forward in the balance of the year should give us a lot of opportunities for discovery, which is what we are looking for in terms of upside potential on the share price.
Now, Bob, we've been talking almost exclusively, not almost, but totally, we've been talking about what's going on in Mexico. I know my friend Roger Wiegand, who writes a great newsletter called Trader Tracks, one of the reasons that he is so enthusiastic about Canacell, in addition to your assets down in Mexico, is the asset that you have in British Columbia. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Now, we have four projects in British Columbia. There is one of them that is quite advanced in terms of an exploration project. It's the Brenda Gold Copper Project. This is potentially a large porphyry gold copper system. We are seeing increasing interest by major companies like Goldfields, Xstrata, major miners taking an interest in British Columbia for these large potential gold copper projects. So that's one of interest going forward. The one that Roger likes, which is a very interesting project and we like a lot as well, is extremely high-grade silver project called the Lil Project. And that hosts extremely high-grade silver veins. They're narrow, but astoundingly high grades. And we think that it could be also hosting a larger silver deposit. It needs more work. We have obtained permits for further exploration and including drilling, both of the Brenda and the Lil project. And due to the seasonal nature of the work, that would be planned for 2012.
So basically, you've got your plate is pretty full for the foreseeable future. Now, getting back to Mexico, Bauman, in terms of what specifically is going to occur between now and the end of 2011, it sounds to me like an awful lot of exploration work on the part of Canacell and Pan American and MAG. Am I correct?
That's right, absolutely. MAG Silver have defined high-priority drill targets on four different vein systems at La Esperanza. It's a very large project. It covers 20,000 hectares, about 200 square kilometers. The veins, one of them that we have drilled in the past with a small drill program, returned very high-grade and wide silver lead zinc intercepts. We think there's a lot more of that to be discovered. And MAG's work so far confirms the prospectivity, and now it has to be shown with the drilling. So as they are in the process of starting the drill program, hopefully within the next few weeks, and doing a significant drill program, that'll be very interesting to watch how that program advances and the results from it. At the Carina project, which is south of Orco's La Preciosa deposit, which Pan American is taking through to feasibility, Pan American is also working on our project to earn a 55% interest, and they have given us reports where they have identified 14 drill targets for 14 holes for a total of 2,900 meters, and that is due to start as well. So we expect in the balance of 2011 both those projects to be drilled, and we hope with very positive results.
Well, I'm sure that you will be getting some interesting results there. Stick around, Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, chatting with Dr. Russell Myers right now. Russ is turning into actually a pretty good friend of mine. I'm an investor in the company that he is the president of. That company is Corvus Gold. I purchased my shares probably a month or so ago, and I'm happy to say that it's up almost 50%, which is what I think I paid 54 cents or thereabouts, and it's trading right now around 75, and I'm very happy about that. And I want to stress, don't take this conversation as being investment advice, because it is not. Also, Corvus is a sponsor on our website. That means you can click on their banner and get all the information you want about the company. You want to get your own information, you guys and gals. You do not want to just take other people's opinions, because that's a very, very good way to lose money, to say the least. Russ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, you have to laugh at that. We don't want to invest based on just stock touts, do we?
No, it's a dangerous territory because everybody's got an agenda.
Everybody's got an agenda, no question about it. What's going on with Corvus? You guys have had some pretty good press releases the last in the last couple of weeks?
Well, this week I sent all the data off to Gary Giroux in Vancouver, so he's busy cranking away on our resource estimate, and we're waiting with bated breath to see what actually comes back from his calculations. So that's going to be big news. Chisna, we drilled some holes this week at the East Notch prospect, and it's an area where we've been getting a lot of 1 ounce great rocks off the surface and got some trenches, and now we've got two drill holes in that, both of which have got some visible gold, so that's very encouraging. We'll wait and see what the assays say, but everybody's greatly encouraged by that, and we'll try to get another couple of holes into that before we quit. We had first snow last night, so the end is near.
You asked, so does for the season. For the season, don't scare people. You don't want to say the end is near. But you were saying, though, a press release came out, if I'm not mistaken, earlier this week where you actually had some results up at Chisna, didn't you?
We just published a bunch more rocks. That was Ocean Park. We're excited because this East Notch area has produced so reliably these really high-grade rocks, and it's a different type of mineralization than we saw when you were up there. It's, it's a deeper sort of a myelinitic shear zone that's produced this, and they've now got it mapped at the surface for a length of almost 2 kilometers producing these really, really good rocks. So to get two holes in it has been exciting, and to see it go down, I think we've got it down dip now for almost 300 meters. This is turning into the most exciting discovery of the summer up there.
Now, we spent about a week up in Alaska. We looked at a lot of the properties the Corvus is involved in up there, but you've got a very, very interesting situation with your North Bullfrog property down in Nevada, if I'm not mistaken. I want to go back to that one because the season is rapidly reaching an end in terms of being able to actually put down drill holes up in Alaska. Obviously, there's a lot of work that will continue going on in terms of in the lab, et cetera, and news flow will be coming out of that. But let's swing down to Nevada. Now, your North Bullfrog property is about an hour and a half drive north of Las Vegas. You guys are expecting some pretty interesting things to happen down there.
Yeah, I think what North Bullfrog is all about, it's a low-grade, kind of a round mountain-type disseminated mineralization in the Nash Flow Tuff. What makes it interesting is that it's at the surface, and we're hoping that we can get a resource with a very low strip ratio that could turn into, at this point, several hundreds of thousands of ounces that are easily recoverable. Metallurgically, it's good. And so it's just a matter now of seeing how this works out. But it's a great jurisdiction. It's a friendly community. It's right on the road, which is a big plus. And so we think we can really take advantage of low costs to get gold and make money out of this low-grade resource.
You know, it's interesting. The story behind Corvus and your sister company, International Tower Hill Mines, I find to be really, really interesting. You know, you guys were all involved with Anglo, spent most of your careers, if I'm not mistaken, with Anglo, and now you and Jeff and Jim and everybody else pretty much are from Anglo. You've had, as I said, very interesting careers there. And what you're doing with Corvus and International Tower Hill, the thing I find really interesting about it is International Tower Hill is a very serious advanced stage development company, okay? And you're right around the corner from some very, very high numbers down there. Very possibly, if I'm not mistaken, that could evolve into the second largest deposit in the state of Alaska. But you took the exploration properties out of International Tower Hill and formed Corvus because that's your passion. That's Jeff's passion, no question about that. You guys are very good at it. And even though it's exploration stage, I've got to say, at least in my mind, it's advanced exploration stage. I mean, you've got some new 43-101 numbers that will be coming out, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of this month for the North Bullfrog property, and you continue to get really, really good results from everything that you're doing up in Alaska. So I've got to say, I think you're kind of one step ahead of the game. Let's talk about the third property up in Alaska where we helicoptered in, where you guys are going to retain an interest, and that will be going into production, if I'm not mistaken, next year.
Terra project
right.
is one that that West Mountain advisors have been working on all summer. In fact, there should be a press release out next week. Just they're closing down their operations now, and Jim managed to extend the Ben vein for another 200 meters to the north. So that almost doubles. We had defined 350 meters of strike length before. Now he's got 550 meters of strike length on that vein. So that's a very, very significant development in their exploration front. And they've got all the gear up at Terra now to install the mill for their bulk sampling program to begin next year.
So, when that happens, I mean, that's going to be good for a couple of bucks for Corvus into your pockets, right?
Yeah, the deal is that until they're fully vested, they have to spend $9 million to get fully vested, we'll get 49% of whatever gold comes out of that bulk sampling program.
Mm-hmm.
And with a mill that runs 1 ton per hour and a grade of an ounce, that could add up to be some substantial numbers before the end of the summer next year.
Now,
we're really excited about
yeah.
that.
Now, Russ, once they are fully vested, you guys still retain an interest.
That's correct. I mean, we can choose to participate in the construction of the mine, or we can just drop back and allow ourselves to be diluted down to a royalty position.
And the royalty position is what, 10%?
No, it's about 4%.
About 4%, but that still
yep.
is a couple of bucks. I mean, it's
yep.
you know, it's interesting when you can finance a portion of your operations from internal cash flow as opposed to having to dilute shareholders by doing more financings, et cetera. So basically for Corvus now, news flow is going to consist for a while anyway from lab results, et cetera, from the Alaska projects, and then from what's going on down in Las Vegas. That's where you guys will actually be going huckledy-buck in terms of more drilling, et cetera, correct?
Yep, that's right. So we'll have this wrap-up, you know, the next month or so we'll see results from all of the Alaska exploration that First Star has been doing at LMS, the Chisna project, the Terra project, you know, all that information will come out October, November, December. Our new resource from North Bullfrog will come out. We've got metallurgical tests at North Bullfrog that should produce results. At North Bullfrog, we've commissioned the archaeological study for the next round of drilling and that plan of operations. We've actually put in the application for the next round of drilling at Bullfrog. So a lot of things are in motion.
Okay.
And I should say that Jeff and I are busy looking for other projects. I'm going to Alaska next week to review a property that we're pretty excited about that hopefully will generate some news in the not-too-distant future.
Okay, we'll keep you guys informed about that. That should be an interesting situation. Hey, stick around. I'm going to wrap up the program in the next hour with Michael Yorba. I've been on his radio show before numerous times. He broadcasts nationally out of Texas. Let's get his views on the market. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show, as promised, with a colleague of mine, Michael Yorba. Michael is a very, very interesting guy. Let me tell you why. Michael also does radio, and his introduction is very, very interesting. You know, it is, and here I'm quoting from something, but it's something that I firmly believe. The introduction is, from the fast action of the trading pit to the power brokers making the headlines, Michael Yorba interviews the front page titans about the latest in trading tools and market trends. You know, if you go to his show, you can learn how experts use risk management techniques to build fully diversified portfolios. Very fast-moving, high-energy show that presents stocks, commodities, bonds, forex, and derivatives in a new light. And investors and listeners certainly keep asking for more and more and more. I've been on Michael's show probably 3 or 4 times. He's an excellent, excellent host, and he knows virtually everything there is to know and has an opinion on virtually everything about the financial community. Mike, thanks so much for joining me. It's your turn, my friend.
Thank you, Al. What a great introduction. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Hey, when we talked earlier in the week, we were going to talk about some of the events that took place this past week that directly affect your business and my business. And I have to tell you, first and foremost, very definitely, is what's going on in Europe. It's a terrifying situation. I discuss it on my show. I find it interesting that the headlines at the end of the week, I guess I should say the wire services at the end of the week, came out, and the only thing heretofore they had to say about the meeting in Poland was that our friend Mr. Geithner wasn't very warmly received. He was actually criticized for some of the things that he said.
Yeah, well, and they'll probably continue to criticize him. As you know, I'm mainly a market technician, so I use math, to give me my forecast of the market, and then later on I find out what the news was. But if you wanted me to comment on what's going on in Europe and the way I see about it, I'd be more than happy to give you my opinion.
You know, Mike, I really do. Technicals are very, very important. I'm just the opposite. I'm really a bit more of a fundamentalist. So I would like to get your views, because you center your programs primarily on technical analysis. So what do you think?
I think that all of the negative things that people are afraid of in regard to what's going on with the debt issues in Europe, my numbers are telling me that it's going to happen. It's going to be it's going
to
be a very negative event. I have a key cycle date today that is going to be affecting a lot of things, so I would not be surprised to see over the weekend negative events occur in Europe that bleed through next week. Now, maybe they won't hit the market until Monday, but I think that they're going to bleed through next week, and this could be the beginning of a real washout of all of these things that similar to what we saw in 2008.
Michael, I'd agree 100% on that. I have to tell you, my friend Grant Williams, who writes a great newsletter out of Singapore called Things That Make You Go, made the same comment last week. He said that, in his view, very possibly this thing could really, really rock and roll this weekend. Specifically, I'm assuming that he means, you know, what could happen to the situation in Greece. Now, how do you think that's going to affect the markets in the United States, Mike?
I think it's going to affect us in a couple of ways, one of which is the money that is going to be fleeing Europe, which, you know, Switzerland had a nice little move that they made with their currency. But that money should be coming over here to the United States. It's going to try and find safe havens. It's going to try to find a safe haven in the U.S. dollar. It's going to try and find a safe haven in the U.S. stock market. And then, you know, the obvious, it's going to try and find a safe haven in precious metals, mainly gold. But the bigger cycle that happens with a lot of these other markets is going to be still to come, and that is off into, say, next Friday, about 10 days from now, the 26th. That's when I think the full effect of what could get started this weekend will really surface, and that's when we'll really see the acceleration in volatility of what is actually starting to transpire now and come to our shores.
Anybody who follows the markets, as you and I do, and certainly as our listeners do, it is absolutely inevitable that an event is going to occur. What's going to happen in Europe, and then the reverberations in the United States, and what will ultimately happen over here, definitely, in my mind, is not a black swan event. We've got some hard times right around the corner, I'm thinking.
We do, and I'll give you some specific examples of what I'm talking about. What I do is price pattern analysis and time elasticity analysis. And what it means is I try with my other people that I do business with and talk to figure out what are the signals that tell me when the market is going to turn and which direction it's going to go. And we try to figure out what day the market is going to turn in advance. But I'll give you some hard numbers right now. The banking index, the BKX, it had, and I'll give you a little background on my knowledge of this. The Japanese, back in 1983, taught me how to use with these candlesticks. Have you heard of them before?
I have not.
Okay, they're basically a way to look at what happened with the market today. Where did it open? Where did it finish? And where does that tell me it's going to go next? To give you a kind of a leading edge or a leg up on what's going to happen next. Well, the banking index gave me a reversal signal today. You've got reversal signals in Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, MTB, which is another banking index, the SOX, which is the semiconductor index. You've got reversal signals in a lot of these indicators that are telling us we may have reached the apex of price elasticity measurement today, Friday, and if it turns, the next leg, and then I fall back to cyclical analysis, could move, last for another 10 days of real strong downdraft in this market. We're pretty much bullish on the dollar and bearish on the euro over the next cycles with the monthly cycle. And this is the part that everybody needs to pay attention to. The monthly cycle culminating in October. If that's the case, we could have a place to buy stocks similar to Great Grandpa in 1932 through 1945?
You bet.
A generational low placed, instead of jumping out the window, hold your nerve and be in a position to actually pick up something, pick up the stocks that you've been wanting to pick up, these legacy stocks, Caterpillar and so on, Johnson & Johnson and so on, because this may be the buying opportunity of an entire generation that we're looking at. Look at it that way instead of looking at it like Chicken Little and the sky is falling.
You can't look at life like Chicken Little and the sky is falling. I mean, that's something that I learned a long, long time ago. You know, something that came out this week that, interestingly enough, did not make all of the major, what I would call conventional media, is the fact that Bank America came out on record and said, we may put Countrywide into bankruptcy because it may not be something that can be saved. Now, that event alone would have, I think, very, very interesting repercussions in the domestic market over here.
It does, and I'm looking at the Bank of America stock as we speak. It just happened to have it up, and I've got a reversal signal on them. They may continue to move lower. I don't have a long-term forecast on them, but I agree with you. I think that it definitely could. All the banking industry stocks could move much, much lower.
What I find interesting about that, funny story, my wife and I were down in the desert this past winter, and I have a friend who was a founder and the president of a major brokerage firm up in Canada, and we were talking about safe places to park money, and my buddy said, you know, I'd look at bank stocks, and I said, you've got to be kidding. I said, come on, Bank America, come on, Wells Fargo, come on, Citibank, come on, and he started laughing, and he said, Corlin, you're not as bright as I thought. He said, no, Canadian banks. You know what my biggest holding is right now, Mike? Toronto Dominion Bank. Got a pocket full of that stock because, you know what, I think that long term that's a pretty darn safe place to be. Tell the folks about your show.
I'll give you an example. Today's a good example. We had a man, Jeff Greenblatt, who wrote a book of all the best indicators for people to use that want to learn how to trade the markets on themselves. Jeanette Schwartz, she has 5 seats on different exchanges. She's the option queen. She's been trading since 1981 from the floor of the exchange. Director of Certified Market Technicians Program for the Market Technicians Association.
Sure.
World-renowned. Tim Boss, he's a cyclical analyst who gave us what time of the day the market will change through his study of astrology and psychoanalysts. Out of the box for most people, but if you actually see it, it works. And John Sheely, he was the director of research and development for Forex, your trading room, and that's all they do is teach people how to trade Forex on small time frames, foreign currency exchange. Give you an idea what kind of stuff we talk about.
You guys talk about some great stuff.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.